This is Eco Radio KC, a locally produced exploration of positive solutions to the ecological challenges we face as we work to create a healthier future for our community and the planet.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Eco Radio KC. On tonight's program, Winston Apple will speak about the climate crisis and what Populists in Action, a nonpartisan federal political action committee, plans to do about it. But first, I'm Naturally with your environmental news. HuffingtonPost.com reports, two Canadian banks tightly connected to promoting the controversial Keystone XL pipeline in the United States either fully or partially paid for eight speeches made by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the period not long before she announced her campaign for president. Those speeches put more than $1.6 million in the Democratic candidate's pocket. Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce and TD Bank were both primary sponsors of paid Clinton speeches in 2014 and early 2015, although only the former appears on the financial disclosure form she filed May 15th. Both banks have financial ties to TransCanada, the company behind the Keystone XL pipeline, and have advocated for a massive increase in pipeline capacity, including construction of Keystone. Further, Gordon Giffen, a CIBC board member and one-time U.S. ambassador to Canada, is a former lobbyist for TransCanada and was a contributions bundler for Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. It is not immediately clear what the sponsorship of speeches by the two banks entailed. Since the Keystone Pipeline is being built across national boundaries by a foreign company, TransCanada, it requires approval from the U.S. State Department. While serving as Secretary of State, Clinton said that she was, quote, inclined, end quote, to approve the pipeline. Since then, she has been mum on the issue, even as environmentalists, with the major grassroots and money sway in the Democratic Party, have made stopping the pipeline a priority. STLtoday.com reports, just as Missouri was making strides toward complying with decades-old federal regulations governing the state's streams, wetlands, and lakes, the Obama administration set the bar even higher. New federal rules intended to clarify which waterways fall under federal jurisdiction were finalized Wednesday by the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers. U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2001 and 2006 cast uncertainty about federal jurisdiction of smaller waterways that flow into larger bodies of water, prompting the rule writing. But the agency's proposal, first released in March 2014, has been branded as federal overreach by some agricultural and business groups. Congressional and Republicans contend it would curtail property rights and farming activities. The new federal rules follow significant expansion of state authority over some 90,000 miles of state streams. Those state rules, put into effect last year, are forcing wastewater plant operators, farmers, and other industries to pay for pollution controls in many state watersheds. Lawsuits from the Missouri Coalition for the Environment forced the state to finally add protections for waters covered under federal law. While some observers say the new EPA rules are some of the most significant water-related actions since the 1972 passage of the Clean Water Act, the agency itself argued the new rules will do little to expand the agency's authority. It won't limit property rights or add any new requirements for agriculture, EPA says. STLtoday.com also reports, Leo A. Dry, Missouri's largest private landowner, died Tuesday, May 26, at home in University City about 2 weeks after suffering a stroke. He was 98. In the 1950s, much of the Ozarks was depleted from being cut by lumber companies and damaged by fires farmers frequently set so their cattle and hogs could forage. For decades, city boy Leo Dry drove across dusty Ozark roads, introducing himself to farmers and offering to buy their timberland. Much of that land was nearly worthless from years of neglect by lumber companies. But Dry had a grand plan to make money from the wrecked forest. He would restore them, selectively harvest and sell some timber while preserving the rest for nature lovers, recreation, and gradual harvesting later. Mr. Dry's plan, developed with forestry experts, is called individual tree selection. Trees scattered through a plot are selectively cut, like thinning a garden. The remaining trees grow taller and bigger, and the forest still looks like a forest. The result, no ugly scarred land, as with clear cutting. A year after harvesting, a visitor would have had to get on the ground and look for stumps to see any signs of felled trees. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the American Forest Product Industries are among those who have recognized Mr. Dry's pioneering work. GreenAbilityMagazine.com reports, Roland Park City, the city of Roland Park, Kansas, recently completed the installation of 337 LED streetlights, making it the largest municipality in Johnson County to totally convert its streetlights to LEDs. Roland Park is the third city in Johnson County to own a complete LED street lighting system. The first half of the city's street light system was converted to LEDs in 2012 and 2013 through a U.S. Department of Energy grant from the Smart Lights for Smart Cities initiative. The Mid-America Regional Council coordinated the initiative in seven counties across the region. The grant allowed Roland Park to replace approximately half of its 595 mercury high-pressure sodium lights with energy-efficient LED lights at no cost to city taxpayers. The remaining streetlights were funded with savings from the recent purchase by the City of the Streetlight System from KCP&L. The energy-efficient streetlights will reduce Roland Park's energy and lighting maintenance cost. The lights have a runtime of 50,000 hours. According to the City of Roland Park office, if the Kansas Corporation Commission adopts an LED tariff rate, the city could see additional savings in the cost of electricity from the LED lights as well. GoFossilFree.org reports, Norway is set to be the largest divestment from fossil fuels ever made. Just hours after a coalition of groups delivered nearly 50,000 signatures in a worldwide Twitter storm to hashtag divest Norway, the Norwegian parliament last night issued a unanimous recommendation to divest its country's sovereign wealth fund from the coal industry. The Norwegian government pension fund Global is not only the world's largest sovereign wealth fund, it is also one of the top 10 investors in the global coal industry. This recommendation asks the government to exclude companies deriving more than 30% of their revenues or their power production from coal. With all parties endorsing the recommendation, it's widely expected to be formally adopted by parliamentary vote on June 5th. Norway's coal exclusion criteria go further than the French insurer AXA's divestment commitment last week and set a new standard for investors worldwide that signals another death knell for the coal industry. And Missouri Beyond Coal announced Jefferson County and neighboring St. Louis County residents, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources Air Conservation Commission just approved a plan that will allow Ameren to pollute our air and lungs with toxic sulfur dioxide for years to come. They ask those residents to contact the EPA Region 7 and tell them to reject DNR's inadequate Jefferson County State Implementation Plan and protect all those who breathe the air. And Bridging the Gap announced that Kansas City, Missouri was recently named number one in the 2014 Green Fleet Awards out of a possible 38,000 public fleets. KCMO's fleets saved the city $1 million in fuel in 2014. Great job.
Fantastic. That's incredible.
God, you was a busy lady.
There's a lot of news today.
Yeah, you could take a breath now.
Thank you.
Richard and I will jump in. This is Mike Murphy, and Richard Mabian is here with me as well. And we're, before we get to our guest, Winston Apple, we're going to take a couple minutes here to make the case for why you need to support community radio, why Eco Radio is such an important program on the KKFI schedule, and KKFI is such an important entity on the dial. And Richard, how would you make that case?
I cannot even believe that anyone would even think that that's not true. I don't know of any other place that has the type of programming that we have at this station. I don't know of any other place that has the love that you can find at this station. I'm on a love kick, people, so get ready for me. I haven't been here in a little while. I've been away. But this is the place where right now we're living in what I consider a transformational part of life. And it's all about the education needed to be able to get there. And this station gives you that. I mean, from the time it comes on in the morning with our early DJs till we go off, we don't go off until it goes around to late at night. There is always someone out here that's trying to tell you something that can benefit you. So I'm making that challenge to the environmental community. This is an environmental program. We need you to make a pledge. We need you to go to that phone, dial that 888-931-0901, or come on the website at kkfi.org. We need you to keep this station alive. We bring you a lot of news. We bring you a lot of environmental news. No other station in this town does that. We deserve that from you.
That's right. Well said, Richard. And we do have a special thank you gift that's available during this hour. The musical duo Solar, S-O-U-L-A-R, which has its roots in the classic rock area of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jackson Browne, and the Beatles. And their original music follows their motto, which is thought for the mind, love for the heart, truth for the soul. And they're very environmentally oriented, and they've been kind enough to donate some CDs that we could entice you to call in that, and you can get at the $50 level. And the number to call is 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. As Richard said, you can go online to kkfi.org. But we've got Terry, we've got Craig, we've got Maria, and we've got Sam, all anxious to take your call. 888-931-0901. It would really do our spirits good to see those phones light up. 888-931-0901. And I guess at this point we'll turn a corner and we'll make the case again. We're going to have to make the case a couple more times during the hour. But let's turn to our guest here, Winston Apple. Winston, a lot of us have known you primarily as a singer-songwriter throughout the years, and you've been doing that for many, many years. And somewhere in the past couple years, you took a more active role in politics. In fact, you even ran for office last year. And then now you've started this this political action committee, and you've gone up to Iowa and trained with Al Gore on this climate reality project. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
And so what happened?
I was reading the newspaper one day, and there was a review of Elizabeth Colbert's new book, The Sixth Extinction. And it was actually Al Gore with, of course, the movie An Inconvenient Truth, the documentary that focused me in on the global warming issue and the climate crisis. I'd been concerned about the environment for a long time before that, but that got me focused there. But it wasn't until a year ago March, about a little over 14 months ago, in the Kansas City Star, a book review, that I saw in black and white, right there on the page, that the ultimate consequence of global warming may be the extinction of the human race.
Mm.
And before we get all the way around the corner, I'd just like to say that when you think about the nature of this crisis, and when you think about the way the corporate media is ignoring this, it makes it all the more important that there are stations like KKFI, and all the more important that we keep this station on the air and well-funded. This is a crisis unlike anything the human race has dealt with before. And as you mentioned, I'd been trying to change the world with songs for a number of years. I had actually written a book about public education to try to get the schools reformed. They haven't changed that much. And I'd been, I don't like the term blogger. I prefer to think I was writing political essays. But I'd written for BC Magazine online and had things published in the Star. I've been interested in history and government and politics my whole life. From the time I was old enough to read, those are the kind of things I read. And so I can say with some confidence that the climate crisis is unlike anything the human race has dealt with before. It literally is, in the opinion of an increasing number of scientists, an existential crisis, where planet Earth could become uninhabitable, and the extinction of the human race is a distinct possibility. And so, you know, there have been issues before, there still are, like evolution, and you can go back to when scientists had to convince people that the Earth was round and not flat, and that the Earth circumnavigated the sun and not the other way around. But even with evolution, you can disagree and it doesn't threaten the very existence of the human race. And what the scientists are saying is that if we haven't already passed the tipping point, we're very close to it, as I'm sure many of the listeners to this station, to this show know. And once we pass that tipping point, even if we stop burning fossil fuels, things are going to continue to get worse for some time into the future. And if we go far enough past that tipping point, no matter what we do, the fate of the human race is sealed. And extinction won't come for 200 or 300 years. None of us alive today will know the ultimate outcome. And quite likely, no matter what we do, things may get worse for some time to come. But we're looking at literally the greatest gamble, the biggest gamble in the history of the human race. We've got Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, talk radio, and fossil fuel-funded scientists on one side saying there's nothing we need to worry about, let's just go on what we're doing. And then we've got the scientific community and Naomi Klein and a few other people on the other side saying we're running out of time. We've got to do something now. So what happens if we go with Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, talk radio, and the fossil fuel-funded scientist? If they're wrong, the human race goes extinct, and even though it may be 200 or 300 years away, between now and then, our world looks more and more like a Mad Max movie.
Yes, yes.
We end up with air that's increasingly dangerous to breathe. We start running shorter and shorter of clean water. Fracking's making that even worse. We have more frequent and more severe extreme weather events, including droughts that lead to shortages of food, heat waves killing people in India right now, in France a number of years ago. And as I mentioned, ultimately the human race may go extinct. So what do the scientists say that we ought to do? They say we should move to clean renewable energy as soon as possible. Move to electric cars or hydrogen cars, mass transit, and even plant trees. We've chopped down over half the trees on the Earth's surface in the last 120 years. So what if we follow the scientists' advice? We get cleaner air, less of a threat to groundwater, and in the process, we create millions of jobs. A lot of people think that moving to clean energy is going to cost us jobs. I think it's quite the opposite. There are already more jobs in solar in Missouri right now than there are in coal. And if we were to employ people to move to clean renewable energy, we could pretty much eliminate unemployment for the foreseeable future. If you look back at history, Roosevelt's New Deal jobs programs reduced unemployment during the Great Depression, but they didn't end it. It was the ramp up in production to World War II that finally ended the Great Depression and resulted in full employment. Every able-bodied citizen of the United States was working. And the threat that World War II posed is dwarfed by the threat posed by global warming. And so there's a joke that I'm fond of in the clean energy community. What if the scientists are wrong? Well, we still get all those benefits. So what if the scientists are wrong and we make the world a better place for nothing? And so that's what we're faced with. And in that case, I don't see how anyone can place a bet on the side of Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and bet against the scientific community. Hmm. But we've got 50 senators right now who don't think that this is a problem. We've got a lot of state legislatures controlled by climate deniers. So, in my opinion, the first order of business for us is to vote the climate deniers out of office.
You know, as you're speaking, and it goes back to why the station is of value, because we're able to reach out to other aspects of the movement itself. I want to repeat that number for you to call in. I don't hear any phones, and I see people walking around out there, which means that no one's calling in on those phones, and I need you to do that. So grab those phones, 888-931-0901. Give us a call in here. Again, you got the website, kkfi.org. The reason I was saying that is that, you know, you mentioned something about, you wrote a book there about the education, and they never really adopted to it. I feel the same way about the movement. I'm the different side of the movement in this on this program, in the movement in Kansas City. I think our future is in our youth, where the movement thinks our future is in dealing with politicians. And as that continues to evolve, we end up with the Mad Max. David Corton, who is my guru, after he left that session they had in Rio de Janeiro back in 98, all those people left there to go back into their homes, back into their home countries, and start teaching the future generation how to rebuild this planet when it collapses. Mm-hmm. The collapse is an inevitable situation. We're spending a lot of time trying to fight with the powers to be, and the more we're fighting, the more the people who are suffering the most keep getting stepped on. So I like to know we have a duel. That's what makes this station such a value, because we get to hear all sides of the stories. Yes, we have a problem in this country, and yes, we're going to be we need to be approaching this problem to deal with it. I'm still making sessions that are all white. I was in one mm-hmm. yesterday with you. Mm-hmm. I'm still making those sessions. We have a population of people out there that are not being reached, and we need to do that. There's a lot going on, but we need this station for even what I'm saying to be heard. There's no other place in this town that I could even sit behind a mic and say the things that I'm saying. You know, this is America. This is our responsibility, and that's why this station needs to be here. I'm still calling on the environmental community. I do this every time I come on this program. We are here trying to provide a service to you and this country and this nation, and forget about what's happening down there with the industry and the deniers. We need to talk about us, and making sure we keep this station on the line so we can keep educating and communicating with each other, keep bringing in people that are telling us what they're hearing around the country that's going on, so we can always be up to date on just what's happening. So that number again is 888-931-0901.
And I do want to remind our listeners, if those who contribute at the $50 level, you'll be thanked with a wonderful solar CD. They're a wonderful duo. Craig Wolf and Randy Deutsch play together. They used to be in a band back in the day called Amdahl Wolf, and here they are still playing together. Great harmonies, great message. That's at the $50 level. If you contribute at the $90 level on a credit card, you will get the brand new KKFI t-shirt. It's pretty sharp looking. You can see for yourself at kkfi.org what it looks like. If you contribute at the $150 level, you can be a guest DJ on one of our music programs for 1 hour. And that's a lot of fun, I'm here to tell you. If you contribute at the $200 level, you get the guest DJ and the t-shirt. And of course, we would gladly, I'll give you the solar CD as well. But we need those phones to ring, and that number is 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. Winston?
I'd like to just chime in that I've done the guest DJ thing before, and it is a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So I highly recommend that. I'm also guessing that you would accept contributions of less than $50.
Of course,
and
yeah.
the listeners would still get a warm feeling in their heart.
That's right, and our undying gratitude.
Yes.
And continued programs like Eco Radio KC. Yeah. Yeah, it takes all of us to do this. Mm-hmm. It takes everyone to chip in what they can. It's incumbent upon some of us who are able to do more to, you know, maybe pick up for the slack for those who are unable, but we're all able to do something, and we need to folks to pick up that phone and call 888-931-0901. And so, Winston, tell us a little bit about this training you went to with Al Gore.
Well, I have to say I am an Al Gore fan and have been ever since Inconvenient Truth. And he did about half the training himself. It was 3 full days. And he was a little more energetic than you see him sometimes. He's still really out there fighting on this issue. He knows what we're up against. And he had put together a really good program up there with some scientists on stage with him and leaders from all over the world. Hmm. There were over 40 countries represented up there in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And it was a wonderful experience.
And the point of this was to train you, so you're like Santa's helper now.
I am. Yeah. I am a certified climate reality leader. I have a certificate and everything. And I also have access to the Climate Reality Project's resources. They help me with my presentations, and I can use the very same slides and clips that Al Gore does, and the very same research and informational slides that can be put in. Basically, the slideshow that became an Inconvenient Truth, he's still going around doing that. And he has a staff that keeps it right up to the minute with the latest research and the latest trends. We saw a clip on Tuesday afternoon, May 3rd, I think that would have been, or May 5th, that was not on the news until that night. Wow. He had it in his presentation before it was on the network news.
So now that you have the certificate, do you yourself put on these sessions?
Yes.
Or do people invite you in?
I'm expected to put on at least 10 a year.
Okay, I'm hoping
to do 10 or 20 a month.
Okay, so will you be advertising those?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And setting up, great.
And they actually help with all of that, too, with getting the word out. And
So you'll have to let us keep us posted, so we can keep the word getting out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was supposed to go. Actually, I was supposed to be up there. In fact, I got mixed up on my emails. In fact, they had contacted me to come up and be a presenter.
Mm.
And I said yes, and then they said I was out of town when this was going on, so they sent me the application to fill out, and I didn't get it in my emails. And then when I got back, someone else started talking to me about going. I had some friends there from Colorado. They were there, too. And I started saying, the lady invited me to be a presenter, and I looked back on the emails and found it. So I missed that one, and I would have loved to have
been
there.
You missed out on a good time.
It was
good training, and then in the evenings, I actually called on my manager and was able to get booked to play Tuesday night while I was up there.
Okay, good.
And so that was fun, too. And then I got to serenade some of my fellow attendees at lunch the final day.
Oh, you just had yourself a ball, didn't you?
Well, I try to. I try to take the guitar with me, and if there's a piano in the room, nobody's safe.
Well, that's one of the other things we do here on Eco Radio is bring in people like yourself who have a story to tell and be able to have what I like to call a personable conversation, you know. So it's like the people we're talking to on the air are sitting right in here with us. I like to try to ask the kind of questions and carry myself as if I am them. So it feels like they're really personal. All right, gang, I'm still coming to you with that number out there. That's 888-931-0901. I know that you got it. Dig off into that pocket. Bring it out. I need for you to call us here at the station, and let's make that pledge. Let's keep this station going. I want Eco Radio to be seen as a fashionable group to belong to. So call that number, 888-931-0901, or you can dial that website, kkfi.org. You heard Mike talking about those gifts they have to give away. They have the T-shirt for the $90 or more, and then we got the guest DJ at the $150, and at $200, you can get the guest DJ and a shirt. And I think Mike said he might even throw in one of those solar CDs. Craig Wolf, who's on that solar CD, is a Sierra Club brother of mine. So Craig is an environmentalist to his heart. The music that he's singing is full of passion because he loves what he sings. He lives what he sings. So dial that number, 888-931-0901.
And we do want to thank Solar for making this contribution, making this offer available to our listeners. We do need to get some phones ringing. The number is 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. And so, Winston, really 3 days? That seems like a long time. Yeah. Like, were you
It zipped right along.
Really?
I have to tell you, as a vegetarian, too, apparently I was among fellow vegetarians. It was the best food. I think the carnivores were the ones out of luck that week. and it was all really, really good food. And then we went out at night, some of us, and like the first night I played and some of the other people came. And the last night we went out and had dinner together, too. And it was just a very personable, friendly, exciting group of people and some very interesting people, documentary filmmakers and artists and all kinds of people with very interesting stories to tell. So it was a great week up there.
And I do want to let our listeners know that, you know, we did broadcast when Al Gore was here. I guess that was, it was last year, 2014. We broadcast his speech on Eco Radio KC, so you can go back online at kkfi.org and listen to it. And I'm not sure if the link is there or not, but there on KKFI's YouTube channel, you can see the video of the presentation, and courtesy of Mark Saviano. So thanks for that, so people know what we're talking about. And we're able to do stuff like that because people have continued to kick in and support community radio. So have you done any presentations yet?
Yes. The ones I've done tend to get more into the political side of what I'm doing. But the climate change, as I mentioned with reading the review of Elizabeth Culbert's book, it was really the climate crisis that spurred me to run for office last year. And it was my experience running for office that led me to the idea of populist inaction. And so I started really looking around for a political action committee that was different than the others that I'd seen out there, and I couldn't find one. So I started one that's a little bit different. It is a nonpartisan federal political action committee. And for those of you listeners who may not know, a populist is a person who holds the views of and or is concerned with the welfare of ordinary people. And I would contrast that with most of the people representing us or failing to represent us in our government these days as corporatist. Corporatist looks out for corporations and their interest, and there's no shortage of those people in government right now. So the mission of Populist in Action is to revive and revitalize genuine democracy in the United States, government by and for the people. And the primary means of doing that is promoting well-informed and active citizenship. We're hoping to replace a lot of corporatists with populists next year, so that come 2017, we might return to a government of, by, and for the people. And I have a very strange guiding light in this effort. The Wit and Wisdom of Governor Chris Christie is a very slim volume indeed. This may be the whole book. But after disparaging the ideas of people like us and progressives, liberals, college professors, you especially got to watch out for them, Chris Christie told his fellow Republicans that we have our ideas too, he said. And he said, if we want our ideas to matter, we have to win elections. Because if we don't win, we don't govern. And if we don't govern, all we do is shout into the wind. And a lot of us have been shouting into the wind for some time now. I prefer to sing into the wind, which is more fun, I think, but pretty much the same result. And so we come to another quote from Ronald Reagan that I think historically...
You got all the heavyweights.
Well, President Reagan famously said that government is not the solution, government is the problem. And I somewhat respectfully, disagree. I think that bad government is the problem and that good government is the solution. I also am concerned about if Abraham Lincoln's able to tune into what's going on now, that having said at Gettysburg that it is for us the living to be dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I'm sad to report, I believe, that it has perished, at least in our country. And I believe that if we want a government of the people to be government for the people, we need government by the people.
You know, in that meeting yesterday, I mentioned...
What's this meeting you guys keep referring to?
It was media training provided by the Sierra Club.
By the Missouri Sierra Club. And I mentioned to them that there's some good things going on in this country from in the environmental movement, and we don't talk about it enough. Mm-hmm. And I went by the Quindaryl coal fire plant. And, you know, Quindaryl, if anybody would go over there and look at it, it has an eerie feeling because what used to use coal is now not coal. It's abandoned. I drove up and it took a picture, and it was real eerie because where I had pictures of big piles of coal and the tractors, there was all the equipment and no coal, nobody. Mm. I mean, it was real spooky. I think I'm going to be sending out some pictures on it. I even put it on my website.
I suggested to Richard that he send those pictures to KCP&L.
Because,
you know, label them previews of coming attractions.
But I think, then you see, and here's where we differ, because I think we need to send them to people. Uh-huh. That's what's missing in this. It's people. Because none of those people living over there around Quindaryl realized that about 2 weeks ago, they stopped burning coal. Wow. Coal, I mean, we keep messing with these politicians, and I'm saying we need to get people who need to be on our sides. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable. I'm serious. We need to have a picture of it up somewhere on our website. I think I'll send it to you, Mike. We'll put it up. Because that's what this fight is all about. Mm-hmm. And we actually won one. Okay, yeah. And nobody knows. I mean, that's unbelievable, man.
We've won a lot more than that. Rockport, Missouri is 100% powered by renewable energy now. Greensburg, Kansas, after the tornado leveled it, rebuilt.
Yeah, the point 100% is, renewable. The point is, no one knows.
I do.
We,
and now the listeners of Eco Radio know.
Well, so what we want to be able to do is try to find ways to direct what successes that we're having to people to understand that this is a hard-fought battle we got out here, and some people are actually winning. We need to be able to do that. Again, coming back to the radio station, that's why we need your pledges. That's
why we need 888-931-0901.
Yes, sir. Or the website at kkfi.org. We need you to pick up those phones. We need you to call in. It's a complete package that we have here. Because we need to be able to observe these items from all sides, from all sides. And when I walk in meetings and there's very few what you call your everyday persons, I mean, it's like we're preaching to the choir. And we need to figure out a way. That's the new objective. That's why I'm pushing at the environmental movement to be calling in on this air, making pledges to keep us on the air, because this station reaches your everyday people. They're out there listening to us. So we need to be able to figure out ways to be able to keep this station on the line. So pick up your phones, dial that number, 888-931-0901, or hit that website at kkfi.org.
That's right, Richard. And again, at the $50 level, we would thank you with the Solar CD. It's great, great stuff, wonderful stuff. At the $90 level, there's the KKFI t-shirt. At the $150 level, the guest DJ. And at the $200 level, it's the combo platter and all of those things. But the important thing is we get you to call right now, 888-931-0901. We want those $40 contributions. We want those 25s. Yeah. We want you to step up right now. Show your support for community radio. Show your support for Eco Radio. Show KKFI that this is a program worth having on its airwaves and continuing and and surviving and moving it, taking it to the next level. We need some phones to ring. 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. So, Winston, you had to, like, make some kind of commitment that you were going to do 10 of these presentations a year?
I don't think they'll come and get me if I don't.
Right. But that's what they expect. Right. They want to make sure they're not throwing.
Right.
Yeah.
I am now one of nearly 8,000 people that they've trained around the world over the last 10 or 12 years.
And do you know how many in Missouri and how many
others? Carolyn Amperin is a fellow trainee. I don't know of anybody else. She's down in the Columbia area.
What about Kansas?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. You mentioned that they help you. How do they do that?
Well, you just have access to all their resources. I mean, the
latest
research.
Do they help
research.
You with media, too?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And the media training yesterday was obviously effective. Richard and I were there yesterday. We're on the air tonight. So
it worked.
You can't ask for much more effectiveness than that. There really aren't that many outlets. When you the corporate world, most people don't realize how steeped in corporate culture we've become.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a hippie with a haircut. The haircut may not show it anymore, but I grew up in the 60s, and I rejected all that consumerism and materialism. Not completely. I mean, I'm doing okay. Got a pretty nice studio at home and get to crank out more music than the world probably wants to hear from me. But it's really important. You know, I just, a year ago when I read that, I couldn't just sit back. I've been almost reclusive most of my life. As a songwriter, it's pretty easy to hole up in your studio and write your songs and send them out. And I'd go out and play once in a while. But I've really only been politically active for 14 months now, beyond reading and writing and talking to people about politics. And I have to say, it's been a very exciting 14 months. And the way things are shaping up for Populist in Action, the next 14 will be even more exciting. It's been incredible to see the response when I go out and do these presentations. And climate's always been a part of it because there are other problems. I was at the March Against Monsanto a little over a week ago and performed. And I've done events for Move On and performed and shown the Koch brothers movies for them and whatever. And, you know, it's important to do all this stuff. We've got the Tar Sands March coming up this weekend up in Minneapolis. And it is important to write your senators and representatives, both in Missouri and in Washington. I'll tell you the most pleasurable part of it for me, my first involvement with the Sierra Club was in Independence with their move to clean energy that Councilman Scott Robertson had introduced at their urging. And Independence recently announced they've received their last shipment of coal.
Wow.
They're going to have community solar in place. The bids should be finalized this month. And about a year from now, residents of Independence will be able to invest in solar without putting it on their rooftop. There'll be a community solar, I like to call them gardens instead of farms. There'll be an array of solar panels that you can invest in. And they're still working the details out of that.
And see, and that's important. Mm-hmm. That's very important. And that's some progressive action that's going on to further this this environmental movement that we're involved with. And I think that's fantastic. And again, we ourselves need to be the ones that's tooting that horn.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the big problem that I think we face as a country that goes beyond the climate issue to embrace a host of other issues is we literally are dealing with greed, which is a deadly sin not only for individuals but for nations as well. Yeah. And we've gotten so consumed with materialism and chasing the dollar and piling up ever more dollars that we've really lost sight of a lot of things that matter. And I believe that we're in the beginning stages of a spiritual and political revival in this country.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And everywhere I go, I meet people who are really excited and fired up about the possibilities that come. You know, it's and I'm surprised that not everyone's heard this, but I know some people haven't, so I keep throwing it out there. The Chinese symbol for crisis is a mix of danger and opportunity. It's two signs mixed together. And there are dangers for sure, but there are also amazing opportunities. And even politically, I don't blame anyone for being disgusted and turned off by our political system. But as Americans, we have an amazing blessing, and that is that we can change our government with ballots instead of bullets. We can literally change our government with the simple act of voting. And so, you know, that's a big part of what Populist in Action is trying to do. I've been active with Move to Amend. I've been active with the Sierra Club, 350.org. But this touches all of these issues. If we elect the right people, we'll get all sorts of bonuses out of the deal. We'll get less corporate influence with corporations like Monsanto and the GMOs. We'll get Wall Street actually controlled instead of controlling our government.
That's, again, another reason why we need this station, because that way you can be able to, we can push that issue. I hear what you're saying 100%. We just had elections last year in Wyandotte County where I think the vote total, people coming out, was ridiculous. I think it might have even been less than 10%. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. We have a lot of work in that area. So we're running short of time. Y'all going to run out of my voice here. I'll be home with my missus very quickly.
So, Richard, do you think they should call 888-931-0901?
For sure. Pick that phone up, grab them, go run your hand through your couches and get that change that's been falling down in there.
And if they're on the web, they could go to kkfi.org.
That'll work.
And while you're there, slip over to populistinaction.org and you can check out what we're up to.
That's a good way to get your plug in there. That makes a lot of sense to me.
I had the media
training
yesterday.
But do that, folks. A lot of you out there, my old listeners, you know I've been really busy here in the last couple of months, and but I'm on my way back in here on these Mondays, and I got some stuff for you. I got some stuff for you. Governor Brownback signed that bill up there that reduces and made it voluntary on how much you can reduce your carbon. Your carbon. We wanted 20% by 2020. And the Sierra Club was going for 25% by 2020, and he signed a bill that told the businesses that they didn't have to set any standard, that he had left it up to them. So we're very disappointed with him signing that bill, but that's the nature of the game. That's why we're here. So, but my last call out to you is dial that number, 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901.
All right, I think we're going to get ready to turn it over to Natural E for our calendar of events. Winston Apple, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been great. And Natural E with the events.
That's right. Thanks, Mike. The Missouri Master Naturalist Program open house is tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. It's an informational open house, and it will be held to learn about the Missouri Master Naturalist Program. The program is a volunteer service organization dedicated to education and the conservation of our state's natural resources. Becoming a Master Naturalist includes 3 months of weekly training sessions that prepare naturalists with knowledge of Missouri ecology. Each member is required to serve 40 hours of volunteer service and attend 8 hours of advanced training annually to remain certified. Monthly meetings offer inspiring educational programs and enjoyable social opportunities with others who share your passion for nature. A naturalist may serve volunteer hours, helping out at any of the 16 partnering organizations in the Kansas City area. So the open house is a free event tomorrow. June 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Anita B. Gorman Discovery Center at 4750 Troost Avenue. And we've posted this event on our Eco Radio KC Facebook page if you'd like to find more information. Also tomorrow, if you're not interested in that, from 6 to 8 p.m., come to the Seed Saving 101, and you'll learn how to save seeds from your garden. The class will cover why seed saving is important and how to save seeds, and they will also demonstrate different seed saving methods. Hosted by Seed Savers KC, and you can go to seedsavers-kc.org for more information. And as it was mentioned earlier, a coalition of organizations, including the Sierra Club, National Wildlife Federation, and 350.org, is sponsoring the Tar Sands Resistance March this Saturday, June 6th, in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thousands of people will march to the Minnesota State Capitol to show their opposition to tar sands and any efforts to ship more of it across the U.S. through pipelines or by train. The Kansas and Missouri Sierra Clubs and 350 KC are co-sponsoring a charter bus to take local citizens to the march. The bus will originate in Wichita and make stops to pick up riders in Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Cameron. To learn more about the march, go to tarsandsresistance.org. If you're interested in riding in the bus to the march, go to the Eco Radio KC Facebook page, where we have a link to the event page.
That's outstanding. So we're going to go out with this week in water, as we usually do, but we still have a couple minutes more to make the case. Richard, I haven't seen the phone ring once. And so we really need people to step up right now. I'm looking at some of the things we've covered over the last few weeks. If you were listening last week, we had actual audio. We were on the ground at March Against Monsanto, and we recorded the proceedings there and got it on the air within a couple days. Also, that same show, the Memorial Day walk from the old weapons plant to the new weapons plant, where all those toxins are buried at the old weapons plant. We were out there that day, got the recording, and got it on the air that night. We let the March Against Monsanto organizers come in the week before and tell us about the evils of GMOs and help explain to us about the march. There was Natural E went to the Earth Day lobbying thing in Jefferson City with a recorder, and we recorded the rally there and came back with that. And so a lot of on-the-ground stuff. And all this stuff, by the way, you can listen to online at kkfi.org. It's all up there. If you think that we've been doing good work and we'll need to continue doing good work, please pick up the phone, call 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901. Again, the solar CDs at the $50 level, the t-shirts at the $90 level, the guest DJs at the $150, and the combo package at $200. But we need anyone to call with any amount right now, 888-931-0901.
Okay, gang, still you got time. Dial that number, 888-931-0901. As usual, Mike, it's always a good time. I always have a good time on these pledge shows. I'm committed to the environmental movement in this country, in our city, in our neighborhoods. Winston, it's very nice to be able to sit here and listen to your talk. It's like you've been rubbing shoulders with greatness. Being up there with the undisputed truth, and we look forward to seeing you do some good things here in the city.
All right, and again, that number is 888-931-0901. We need a couple. Maria and Terry are there, anxious to take your call at 888-931-0901. You can go online as well at kkfi.org. I've got another minute, so I'm going down looking at some of the other programs we had. We had Biagio Pagano on the connection between biodiversity and environmental things. And we had Richard Mabian, remember, about the Hilton Inn in Kansas City, Kansas's Community Business Environment Project. Yes. We have one line lit. That means there are three more available at 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. We'd had the Sunrise Project, people doing some great things in Lawrence, Kansas there. Then right. Richard Mabian, and I know you helped them with some of their fundraisers.
Yes, had a fundraiser up there.
And we had folks in advance. So a lot of times we cover these issues on both sides. Like, we had people on from March Against Monsanto to let people know about the event, And then we came on the following week to report on the event. And we've done that with the Earth Day lobbying and with many other things. And again, three lines available, 888-931-0901.
Drought where you least expect it. That and other stories for the week ending May 31st, 2015. I'm Jamie Sudler.
I'm Franny Halperin, and it's This Week in Water.
Last week saw flooding across a wide area of Oklahoma and Texas. According to meteorologists, enough rain has fallen in Texas during May that it could cover the entire state with 8 inches of water.
22 people have died in Texas, and President Obama has declared it a major disaster area.
When he was in Dallas, the chief weather forecaster for ABC News stated that it was mind-boggling to see so much rainfall so far away from the Gulf of Mexico.
Meanwhile, moderate drought is occurring in New England, even after a winter of record-setting snowfall. Farmers are concerned, and even drought-tolerant asparagus is being irrigated in parts of Massachusetts. Some farmers can't plant because the ground is so dry, but others are planting in areas that are usually underwater at this time of year.
The National Weather Service is predicting drought conditions to persist or intensify this summer in all of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, and in other parts of the Northeast.
In parts of India last week, there was much-needed rain on May 31st, but it looked as though the relief may only be temporary. The deadliest heat wave in two decades has killed about 2,200 people. Sadly, hundreds of poor die every year in the summer from heat, but this year more have succumbed already than during a typical year. Last week, a study was released showing that treatments used in cleaning wastewater may actually be creating new antibiotics and contributing to the development of bacteria that are drug-resistant.
Researcher Olya Keen from North Carolina University at Charlotte has been studying one widely used antibiotic, doxycycline. Her findings show that chlorine used to treat wastewater changes the makeup of the drug and forms new antibiotics.
Antibiotics get into wastewater from people in hospitals dumping unused drugs down the drain and from the human body not breaking them down. Bacteria in streams become immune to them, leading to the development of more dangerous superbacteria.
So far, the study has been done on controlled samples of the antibiotic and chlorine, but now the task will be to use real-world wastewater samples.
Last December, a consortium of 12 research institutes released figures on the amount of plastic swirling in our oceans. The answer? Over 5 trillion particles.
That's a tough number to visualize, but Marcus Erickson of the Five Gyres Institute says it's like stacking plastic bottles from here to the moon and back twice.
He calls it plastic smog because the pieces resemble confetti and are so dispersed they create a thin layer near the ocean's surface.
What's more, ocean gyres, networks of currents that circulate water, act like giant blenders, shredding the plastic into smaller and smaller bits, making them near impossible to find and clean up.
Until now, perhaps, the world's first passive system to collect plastic pollution is set to be deployed near Japan in 2016.
The Ocean Cleanup Array, the brainchild of Boyan Slat, a Dutch 20-year-old, is a long floating barrier moored to the seabed that gathers plastic moving in ocean currents.
The proposed location for the one-mile array is Tsushima Island, and they're evaluating whether the plastic collected can then be used as an alternative energy source.
Critics argue that prevention, stopping the plastic trash before it reaches waterways and oceans, is a more sustainable way to stop ocean pollution.
For example, after San Jose, California banned plastic bags in 2012, bag litter in the city's storm drains dropped by almost 90%, and 60% fewer bags were found in creeks and rivers, which of course would have ended up in our oceans.
And finally this week, speaking of the ocean, many of us will be headed to the beach this summer, getting our fill of surf, salt spray, and sandcastles.
And what trip to the coast would be complete without saltwater taffy? Yes, the sticky sweet treat sold in souvenir boxes stamped with coastal destinations.
A unique gift because it's made with seawater, right?
Not so much. That's a romanticized version. Legend has it that saltwater taffy was invented by David Bradley in Atlantic City, New Jersey, in the late 19th century after his boardwalk candy shop was flooded during a big storm.
The water covered a batch of taffy he was making before he fled for higher ground. The next morning, when a customer asked to buy taffy, Bradley joked that all he had to offer was saltwater taffy. And the rest is history, as they say.
Whether they're pulling taffy or pulling our leg, it's still yummy stuff.
This Week in Water is a production of H2O Radio and is sponsored by Colorado WaterWise. Learn more at coloradowaterwise.org.
You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Están escuchando KKFI 90.1 FM Kansas City, Radio de la Comunidad.